on up, brother.
Amen. Amen. He did tell me his birthday was Sunday.
No.
I mean, he was at my house, and I got a witness. He said Sunday. No. He's trying to be modest about it. He didn't want anybody to know. He shouldn't have told me. That's for sure. So, you know, I don't know if y'all remember last, like, four times in the past that I brought the word. My sister, I was blessed that my sister was here. And, you know, I said I got to be on my best behavior because my sister was here. And she's really like my mom. Well, tonight I really got to be on my best behavior because my future mother-in-law is here. Amen. And so if I get, you know, y'all just, amen. Amen. Bring me back. Amen. So tonight we're going to talk about the benefits of God. Amen. So if you have your Bibles, phone, something, turn to Psalms 103. You know, last time I preached, I think I preached a message called Can I Get a Witness? And, you know, God, I talked about how God always confirms his word by two or three witnesses. And, you know, for two or three days now, I've been looking at Psalms 103, and I really was kind of undecided if this is what I wanted to preach on. And this morning, I opened up my phone, and my niece Marianne sends out a daily scripture, and the scripture was Psalms 103. And so I knew, okay, God, I hear you. And so we're going to look at it's called the benefits of God. Psalms 103. If y'all don't mind, I'm going to read out of my Bible because I'm a lot more comfortable than looking up on the book up there. Psalms 103. Y'all ready? We're going to read verses 1 through 14. And this is David writing. He says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all my innermost being, praise his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins. He heals all your diseases. He redeems your life from destruction, and he crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things, so your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses and his deeds to the children of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far he has removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we were formed. He remembers that we are dust." Let's pray. Father God, we thank you today, Lord God. We thank you for your word, Lord. Father God, we thank you for your benefits. Father God, I know that you're the greatest employer there ever is, Father God. And Father, I thank you for this, Lord God. I thank you for everything you're doing. I thank you especially for this congregation, for your body, Lord God. I thank you for the love that you've poured into our hearts for one another. Lord God, I really do. I thank you for the special gift of love that's in this church, Lord God. I thank you that it's so welcoming. Lord God, I really just thank you just for the people of this church, Lord God. And Lord, we just ask you tonight to speak to us, Lord God. We need you. Lord, we really need you tonight, Lord God. I pray that you, Lord God, give me the words to speak. Lord, you know what we need to hear. You know exactly what we need to hear tonight, collectively and individually. So, Lord, I just ask you to speak to us, Lord God. Lord God, you told me if I would stand up for you, you would stand up in me, Lord God. God, just speak, please, to us tonight, Lord God. We need a word from you tonight. We need to hear you, Father. And Father, we thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, David starts this song off, this Psalms off, and he says, I will bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. You know what David was doing? David was talking to himself. And David says, man, I'm going to bless God. I don't care how I'm feeling. I don't care what's going on in my life. I am going to bless God. I am going to praise God with everything that is within me. I don't know about y'all, but there's some days I don't feel like praising God. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? But David made a commitment that he was going to praise God and bless God with everything that was in him, with his spirit, with his soul, and with his body. David was going to make a commitment that he was going to bless God. Amen. I'll never forget when my mother passed away. The next morning when I woke up in that house and she was gone, I remember I walked into her bedroom and the hospice bed was in there and the sheets were off the bed and she was gone. I'll never forget that feeling that I had that morning. And I remember I went to the table and I opened up the Bible to read the Bible and the Lord spoke to me vividly. He said, don't read, praise me. And I'll never forget, I turned on my phone, I turned on some worship music, and I fell on the kitchen floor, and I just lifted my hands, and I started worshiping God. For everything in me, I started worshiping God. And I started thanking for everything I could think of to thank Him. I thanked Him for the time my mom had with my mom. I just started to thank Him. And as the more I worshiped, the more the tears came out of me, and the more the presence of God came over me, and the more God healed my brokenness. And for 2 weeks straight, every morning, that was my thing I did. I didn't read the Word. I worshiped God. Because I needed to get focused on God. There was something about me just surrendering to God at that moment. That God, you're God no matter what. That you're Lord no matter what. And God, I need you right now. I need you, God. And in that act of surrender, something happened where the presence of God just overwhelmed me and just brought some healing into my life. Did I feel like it? No. But the more I did it, the more I wanted to do it. Day one was hard. Day two was okay. Day three, I looked forward to getting up and worshiping God. Because I made a sacrifice of praise that morning. And instead of looking at the negative, I started to focus on Him. And He started to show me all the positives. And I think that's what David was doing here. David was encouraging himself to praise God. But then David says something. He says, I will bless the Lord with all my soul and all that is within me. And then he says, but I will not forget His benefits. I want to read something out of Psalms. As human beings, how many of y'all know that we're forgetful? Come on, all these older people in here say amen. Amen. Come on, man. You know what my dad used to tell me? My dad used to tell me, I don't have Alzheimer's, I got sometimers. He said, I just forget sometimes, amen. But even as human beings, it's easy to forget what God's done in the past for us. It's easy to forget. Listen to what he says in Psalms 106. I just want to read this real quick. Psalms 106, talking about the children of Israel when they came out of Egypt. Listen to this. It says, then they believed His promises and they sang His praise. That's verse 12. Listen to verse 13. But they soon forgot what He had done and did not wait on His counsel. 1 minute they're believing the promises and praising Him. And then the next verse it says, but they soon forgot. Amen. So David is encouraging us, let's not forget the benefits of God. Let's not forget what God's done in our life. We need to remind ourselves continually what God's done. If you ever notice in the Bible that the same message is repeated over and over and over again, it's all through it. You know why? Because God knows we're made of dust. He knows we're forgetful people. So he's constantly got to remind us of what he said in his word. Amen. That's why we need to read the word all the time, fellowship about the word, talk about the word, surround ourselves with word people so we don't forget. Keep it fresh because it's easy to forget what God has done. Amen. Can I get a witness? All right. Amen. I'm trying not to use that. Amen. But he says, I will forget not the benefits of God. And then David's going to talk about the first benefit of God. And it's amazing. You know what it says? He has forgiven all my sin. Amen. He's forgiven all my sin. He hadn't forgiven some sins and hanging on to some other sins. The Bible says that God has forgiven all my sin. Thank you, Jesus. See, I know what it used to be like when I was unforgiven and I hadn't accepted the forgiveness of God. I know what I used to walk around feeling shameful and condemned all the time. I had this reproach on me everywhere I go that I was guilty. See, I remember what it was like that. I didn't have no freedom in my life. But now I know that I have been forgiven of everything I have done, past, present, and future. But the thing is, it just didn't happen. A price had to be paid for me to be forgiven. And that's what's important. My forgiveness is not based on anything I do. My forgiveness is based on what he did. See his cross right here? Jesus paid a high price for me to be forgiven. He paid a high price. The Father gave his Son to die in my place and to take a beating and a punishment that he didn't deserve in my place so I could be forgiven. So whenever I don't accept God's forgiveness, you know what I'm saying to God? What you did wasn't enough. Whenever I walk around and I can't forgive myself, whenever I don't accept God's forgiveness for me, what I'm saying to God is, what you did isn't enough, God. What you did for me was not enough. Listen to this scripture. Romans chapter 5. Listen to this. I'm going to go to some scripture and let the word speak. Amen. Listen to this. You see, at just the right time when we were still powerless, Christ died for us. Very rarely will someone die for a righteous man. Though a good man, someone might possibly die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Man, I have been forgiven. The Bible says, therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. You know what the word condemnation means? I think I've shared this before, but you know what it means? It means to be found guilty and punishment is assessed. Every time I went for that judge and he went, I find you guilty and I sentence you to X amount of years in the Texas Department of Criminal Justice. You know what he was doing? He was finding me guilty, and he was assessing punishment to me. That's condemnation. Well, the Bible says if I'm in Christ and Christ is in me, there is no condemnation. There is no finding of guilt in me. I stand before God holy and blameless today in Christ Jesus. That's why we can approach the throne of mercy and grace with confidence, not based on anything we did, but based on what he did. You know, some of us, and I know myself, I used to be like this. There's certain sins that God forgives easy, and then there's certain ones that it takes 3 or 4 days for God to forgive me. But that wasn't the case. It took 3 or 4 days for me to accept his forgiveness. It took 3 or 4 days for me to finally realize. I'll never forget one day, man. And the reason I say this, I was beating myself up over something I did. I mean, I was beating myself up for like 3 days. And God finally spoke to me and said, what I did wasn't enough. I took the beating you deserved, but you want to beat yourself up now? Man, call him a liar. Do you know what freedom it is to be able to walk around and know you're forgiven? You're forgiven. Past, present, and future. What's so neat about it? When Christ died, none of us had even been born yet. He paid for your sin before you were ever born. He made a way before you were ever born. The Bible says, for God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not counting men's sins against him. Man, there's freedom in that. And it's not based on my merits that God forgives me. It's based on Jesus. First benefit. And I could just stop right there. That's enough. That's enough to praise God about right there that I'm forgiven. I don't know about y'all, but I've done some low-down scoundrel stuff in my life. I mean, seriously. But God has forgiven me of all of it. A sin is a sin is a sin is a sin. I could just stop right there and end the sermon. That's enough to praise God right there for. Man, God, with all my soul, I'm going to thank you that you forgave me, God. I'm going to thank you I'm forgiven. I'm going to thank you that you died on a cross for me. And that I'm forgiven, God. And that I can walk around not with this sense of shame and guilt anymore. Because I'm forgiven. Man, what a feeling. What a feeling. But David doesn't stop there. He says, I'm forgiven of all my sin, and I'm going to praise him for that. That's benefit number one. There's seven benefits I want to talk about. Benefit number two, he says. The second benefit, he says he heals all my diseases. This is twofold. This is spiritual and physical. Spiritually, God heals the disease of sin in my life. He heals my spirit. He heals my broken heart. Matter of fact, Jesus said in the word, when he stood up in the temple and he opened the book of Isaiah, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me. And one of the things he said, he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. God heals our brokenness. Linda Mize isn't here right now, but I'm going to share something. I'm sure she wouldn't mind. I never forget. She worked at the competition, Lonnie, I'm sorry, at Texas Gulf Bank. She was a teller. And I'll never forget, her husband had died maybe a year ago, her ex-husband, her deceased husband had died a year ago. And her and Gary had started dating. And I'll never forget this. I went in there, and I was talking to her, and I said these words. I said, Linda, it's amazing how God heals our broken heart. And she turned around. She said, that's amazing. She said, but what's even more amazing, God makes our heart big enough so we can love again. Man, that's healing right there. That's healing. God not only heals us spiritually, God heals us physically. And today, my pastor, talking on the phone with him, Kiki, you're going to like this. Physically, he heals us three ways. And I'm going to share the three M's. This is you, Brad. The first way God heals us physically is through medication. The Bible says God gives wisdom unto man. We have some of the smartest people in the world that create drugs to help heal us. And where does that wisdom come from? That wisdom comes from God. God uses what he created to heal his people. God created a body that heals itself. It's amazing, isn't it? God also heals through miracles. We see it all through Scripture. There's certain people in here that, you know, I wrote this down. I looked it up. What is a miracle? What is a miracle? I'm going to write it. It's a highly improbable, extraordinary event that can't be explained by human understanding. God heals miraculously. God heals miraculously. God healed me of a spinal infection. 7 weeks of vancomycin and incapin couldn't heal. But God healed me. God heals. Our job is to believe. It's God's job to do the work. Well, y'all are saying, okay, Brother Eric. Well, what about Brother Richard? What about KW? What about him? I questioned God when I was reading this. God, you said you heal our diseases. But I've watched people die from a disease that wasn't healed. And God rebuked me. He said, I always heal. He said, let me ask you a question. Is KW sick today? I said, no, he's not. He's at a place right now where there is no more sickness. There is no more disease. There is no more sorrow. There is no more pain. There is no more crying. Ultimately, we might not get the healing on this side of heaven, but eventually we get the healing in heaven. Amen? So there's three M's. The one is medicine. The second is through miracles. And the third is through membership in heaven. That was straight from Pastor Brad, y'all. That's my boy. Membership, amen? Brad gave that to me today. But the point is, God always heals. He heals all our diseases. God heals. Sometimes God chooses to take someone home to heal them. But our job while we're on earth is to pray and believe God for the miracle. That's our job. We're never to doubt God's ability. But we can't question God's sovereignty. We got to trust God. Number one, He forgives all our sins. Number two, He heals all our diseases. Number three, I get excited on number three. Y'all ready for it? Y'all ready? Corgi, you awake back there? All right, just make sure you're awake back there, Corgi. He redeems our life from destruction. Somebody ought to say amen. Amen. I mean, I'm serious. Hello, somebody. When I read this, I said, you're talking about me, God. God redeemed my life from destruction. I was going to bust hell wide open. I guarantee I was. I was headed straight to hell. But God reached down and redeemed me and said, there's a Christian song out. I was listening to it before I came up here. Jacob probably knows the name of it, but it has this lyric in it. It says, the enemy thought he had me, but Jesus said, you're mine. The enemy thought he had me, but Jesus said, you're mine. Let me tell you something. The devil wants to destroy us, but God wants to restore us. Amen. Listen to what, man, I don't know about y'all, but I get excited about this scripture. I don't know what pit y'all were in, but I know the pit I come up out of. I'm serious. I know the pit I come up out of. I'm serious. I come out of a deep, dark hole. And didn't think I was ever going to be able to get out of it. But God, because I belong to Him, reached down and had mercy on me and lifted me up out of that hole. And He set my foot upon a rock. And He put a new song in my mouth. Listen to what David says in Psalms. Psalms 40. Listen to this. This is some good stuff. See, everybody's got a different pit. Psalms 40, verse 1. This is what this says. He said, I waited patiently for the Lord, And he turned to me and he heard my cry. He lifted me up out of that slimy pit, out of that mud and that mire, and he set my foot upon a rock, and he gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see it in fear and put their trust in the Lord. David says, look, man, God reached down and got me up out of this pit that I was living in. And he not only took me out of the pit, but he gave me a firm place to stand. He gave me a foundation to stand on, and that foundation is Jesus Christ. And not only did he do that, he put a new song in my mouth. In other words, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So God changed my heart. So my words changed. And he said, I did that, and you know what's going to happen because I did that? Many are going to see it. Many are going to see it. You're going to be a living testimony for me, and they're going to want to put their trust in that same God that took you out of the pit. They're going to want him to get them out of the pit. Come on, somebody. That's good news. That's good news. All of us been in the pit before. Some pits are a little darker than other pits. Some are a little deeper than other pits. But can y'all remember your pre-Christ life? Try not to, huh? Because you're forgiven of it, right? Try not to look back. Amen? That rearview mirror is just a glance back at every now and then to make sure nobody's behind. The popos ain't behind you. Amen? Blaze. That's it. It's good to have an officer in the church, y'all. You know what? I always say that. That's my brother in Christ. I love this little guy. But at one time in my life, I thought he was the enemy. That's how much God's changed me. And there was nothing wrong with him. It was me. But God transformed my life. Amen. What I'm saying is this, is that, man, all of us before Christ, if it wasn't for Christ, where would we be? Where would we be? Man, come on. You know what breaks my heart today? I still run into people that are still out there on them drugs. I run into them and I see a man and I'm just like, oh God. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy on them. The devil's got them so blind they can't even see it. If it wasn't for God's mercy and grace. Thank God he redeemed us from the pit. Amen? He redeemed us from the pit. Fourth one. He crowns us with love and compassion. Amen? And I just want to say something about this. The word crown in the Bible symbolizes a reward or an honor. A reward or an honor. So God honors me with his love. And he rewards me with his love. Amen. He crowns me with it. I'm the apple of his eye. Man, listen to this. I wrote this down earlier. I got to read this. I got to look at my notes today because there's some good stuff in here. It says, we are loved by God in a way that is almost impossible to understand. But it's in a way that can be experienced. We can't understand God's love for us, but we can experience God's love for us. Amen? He says, not only does he crown us with his love, but he crowns us with his compassion. You know what's neat? I looked up this word, compassion. Check this out. This is neat here. Compassion. It's a word called, okay, rockam, something like that. Hebrew. I'm not a good speller. But it's translated into the English word womb. The word carries the word picture of this. A mother carrying a vulnerable, weak baby. As a mother has compassion on her baby, her weak little baby. That's the kind of compassion that God has on us. God has compassion on us. He has empathy for us. He has pity for us because he remembers that we're made of dust. He knows in our humanity we are weak. And a lot of us don't want to admit, hey, I'm weak, but in our humanity, we are weak. There's areas of our life that are, have weaknesses. And in those areas, God has compassion on us. He has compassion on us. Ain't that right, Jordan? That's right, brother. Amen. He crowns us with love and compassion. Number five. This is a good one here. He satisfies us with good things. He satisfies us with good things. If you have a wife beside you right now, or if you have a friend, if you have someone you care about, turn around and look at them and say, you're my good thing. You're my good thing. You're my good thing. You're my good thing. Amen. You're my good thing. Amen. I mean, a lot of times we think of good things as a new truck or a new house or a new car, and them things don't mean nothing. What God blesses us with is people in our life that we can love and can be loved by. One thing I know, there's two things people need in life. God created us, we need more than two, but two things that we definitely need in our life. Number one is we need to be loved. We have a need in us to receive love. But we not, and also we have a need to give out love. Amen. The Bible says if we being evil know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more will our Father in heaven give good things to those who ask him? And he that finds a wife finds a good thing. I want y'all to know this is my good thing right there. Amen. That is my good thing. I tell her all the time, you're my good thing. She don't never say it back, but that's okay. I'm waiting for that day.
That takes a while.
I hope it happens soon. Man, God blesses us with good things. I don't know about y'all, but this community of believers right here, this is a good thing. This is a good thing. Man, I love y'all. I look forward to coming here. Man, I love this church. I love the people in this church. It's a good thing. God blesses us with good things all the time. Man, I was studying this day and I started to think about that. Man, my wife, future wife, my family's back in my life. I got friends that are solid friends. I got a church family that I love. And then I got my pastor. And I love my pastor. That's my boy back there. Hey, look, man, Brad, me and Brad got this special relationship. He can come to my house anytime he wants, but I can't go to his house. We got to fix that. Brad, I love you back there, bro. I love that guy to death, man. He's awesome. You know, but seriously, God blesses us with good things. Good things. Man, that right there would be enough to stop. God, I just want to praise you for the good things in my life. I want to thank you for my friends. I want to thank you for my family. I want to thank you that I'm free today. It's a good thing. I want to thank you for my sobriety. Amen. Thank you that I got a J-O-B today. Amen. I got a little money in the bank. Thank you. But God blesses us with good things. Come on, let's not forget. That's what David was saying. Don't forget what God's done for you. The benefits of God, 401k package. God's got the best one. You know, I've never had a job with a benefit package. Never. I've never been in a job where they gave benefits. And don't run out. I'm just, God said, okay, I'll hire you. Amen. 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 He forgives all our iniquity. Amen. He heals all our diseases with the three M's, medicine, miracles, or membership. Amen. He redeems our life from destruction. He crowns us with love and compassion. He blesses our life with good things. He renews. And look, all you older, let me just rephrase. He renews our youth like the eagles. Come on, somebody. I don't know about y'all, but listen, man. God has a way, even though you're old and gray, of making you feel young on the inside. I got plenty of it, Kenny. I ain't saying nothing.
Amen.
Amen. But there's something about God that just gives you new vibrance. Man, he makes you excited on the inside. He says this. David said, man, God, those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They should mount up like eagles. They should run and not be weary. They should walk and not faint. Amen. But there's something about God that God can renew what's on the inside of you. The Bible says that though the outward man perish, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. I don't know about y'all, but when you're in tune with God, you got a little extra pep in your step and everything. Come on, man. God renews our youth, gives us new ideas and new visions, gives us new hopes, new dreams. He renews us on the inside. Man, that's good news. Man, can I get a witness?
Amen.
All right. All right. One more. Y'all ready? One more. They don't even need them no more, Kenny. They're gone. I got one more. Y'all ready? It's a good one. Y'all ready? He doesn't treat us as our sins deserve. Come on, somebody. I don't know about y'all, but God don't treat us like we deserve to be treated. Amen. Yeah, you know what that's called? That's called mercy. Amen. God is a God of mercy. He does not treat us as we deserve to be treated. Amen. Because God is full of love and compassion for us. You know, God loves you. He desires a relationship with you. Man, we'll never be good enough for God. Man, God's good enough. He wants us just the way we are. Broken, messed up, jacked up. He wants us just the way we are. He don't treat us like we deserve. He's full of mercy. You know, the word grace, we talk about this all the time. Receiving from God what we don't deserve. But mercy is not receiving from God what we do deserve. Man, he don't treat us the way we deserve to be treated. I don't know about y'all, but I'm like David. I'm going to bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. And I'm not going to forget his benefits. I'm going to remember that he has forgiven all my sin. I'm going to remember that. I'm going to remember that he heals all my diseases. I'm going to remember that he delivered me from destruction. Man, that's a good place to praise God, y'all. That's a good place to praise God. I don't know about y'all, but I challenge you next time we have praise and worship, start to remember the benefits of God. You ain't got to raise your hands. But just start to thank him for what he's done. Thank him. Thank you for all the years of marriage. Thank you for the time you got to spend together. Thank you most importantly for the promise and the guarantee of heaven. Most importantly, thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross. Lord, I thank you didn't have to, but you died for me, Lord, and I thank you for that. Thank you, Jesus. Man, there's something happens when we start to get this attitude of praise like that. I'm telling you, the power of God and the presence of God starts to manifest in our life that's in a way that, man, we're going to want more of it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for Jimmy Newsom. Amen? Thank you for Jimmy. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you today. We thank you for your benefits, Lord God. We thank you for them, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that all our sin is forgiven. Every bit of it is forgiven, Lord God. Matter of fact, you said you see us holy and blameless in your sight. Man, that's thank you, Jesus, right? Thank you that we're forgiven, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for the wisdom that you gave man to create medications to heal us. Thank you that you gave us a body that heals itself. Thank you for the miracles that you work still today, Lord God. And thank you ultimately for a place in a reality called heaven that one day we will be totally free and healed. Thank you for reaching down and delivering our life from the dark pits that we were in at one time. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for giving us good things in our life. Thank you for good things, Lord God. Thank you for our wives, our future wives. Thank you for our friends and our family. Thank you for those that stick with us through thick and thin, no matter what. Thank you for an awesome church and an awesome pastor. Thank you, Father God, for that. Thank you for renewing us on the inside and continuing to give us new hopes and new dreams. Thank you for those things, Lord God. Thank you that you surround us and crown us with your love and your compassion daily, Lord God. Thank you for it, Father God. Thank you for having mercy on us at all the time, Lord God. Thank you, Father. God, I pray tonight, Lord God, that you just continue to help us not forget how good you are. Man, remind us continually how good you are, God. As that song said, you're a good, good Father. Good Father. Lord, I pray tonight, if there's anybody in here that has not accepted your forgiveness, that is holding on to something that they just can't seem to accept that they've been forgiven for, that they would accept what you did for them on the cross, Lord God. If anybody's here that's never accepted you, Jesus, as their Lord and Savior and their sin bearer, tonight, just by themselves, or they would get with Pastor Brad or me or somebody, and they would give their life to you tonight, Lord God. And Father God, we thank you for this. Lord, I pray a special prayer for tonight for those that are sick. Lord God, I pray for healing, physical healing in bodies tonight, Lord God. Lord, I pray that your miracle work and power would show up and show out. And Lord God, we thank you for this, Father. God, I can't thank you enough for what you do, Lord God. I can't thank you enough. You're an amazing, amazing God. And Lord, we thank you for this and we praise you. And the church all agrees by saying, Amen. Amen. God bless y'all.